When they had finished the meal and began to rise from the table, Ludwig motioned them to stay seated.
Eric, would you please clear the table?
Asked Ludwig. His voice was soft. The brothers glanced at one another. An air of expectancy hung over the kitchen. Wincing as he reached behind him, Ludwig placed the rich leather of an old, worn, but sturdy leather map case on the now barren surface of the table.
As you know, we have discussed for some time our inability to expand our land further here in Prussia. The Gentiles, though they are friendly, would rather not sell to a Jew. Uncle Hellman in New York and I have been writing back and forth for years. There is trouble brewing in America. There are some who want to keep slavery and others who do not. The government there wants to ensure federal power and settle western parts of the country.
Ludwig fell silent and looked around the table.
From what Hellman has written to me and from what I have read in the newspapers, the western part of America is inhospitable, almost lawless. But there is land, and where there's land, there is opportunity.
He withdrew several large parchments from the map case. The only break in the silence was the rustle of the heavy, beige parchment papers as he unrolled and spread them on the table in front of him.
Hellman, Eric, hold those corners, please.
The brothers peered intently at the large sheets.
It will be a long, arduous journey across the Atlantic to New York and then the train to Chicago and finally to St. Louis.
His bony finger traced the route on one of the charts.
Here, from St. Louis, there is no formal transportation. The eventual destination, the Red Mountains in the San Juan Range, is just over 300 miles southwest of the very small outpost they call Cherry Creek, situated at the confluence of Cherry Creek and the South Platte River, east of the mountainous region known as Las Colorados or Colorado. It is the western edge of what the United States designates as the Kansas Territory. The man Hellman hired to scout for us has done a good job. Based on his letters, I expected a third map which he indicated would be quite important, but it has not arrived. Nor have Hellman and I received any further correspondence from him.
Reclining in the chair, he positioned his legs with obvious discomfort.
It takes three hands to run the farm here. I am of little use. One of you will go on this journey. It will be his job to establish this family in America. The rest of you and your families, if any woman will have you,
he said, smiling,
may someday follow. I am convinced America is the future.
Giving a slow, thoughtful look to each of his sons in turn, his eyes came to rest on Reuben. For a brief moment, pride, love and vestige of worry clearly etched his face. Then his features turned stern, almost inscrutable.
Reuben, I have booked your passage on the SS Edinburgh. The ship will be launched later this year. Its new condition should make the voyage more comfortable. It leaves Bremen in the evening on January 16th, a little over 8 months from now. It makes port for a short time in Portsmouth, steams to Liverpool, and then continues to New York. January 16th is a Sunday. You will need to be on the road before daylight that day. I do not wish you to travel on the Sabbath. Eric will take you in and bring the wagon back. Pack light. Just one duffel, the map case, and one small trunk. I have already sent money in advance to Uncle Hermann. In addition, your work coat is back from our friend Marvin, the tailor. I have hung it in the front closet. There are 6 diamonds sewn into the hem. The monies you may use as you see fit to buy equipment and supplies and to hire the men that you may need.
Ludwig's deep-set, intense green eyes bore into Reuben's.
The diamonds, however, are to be used for one thing only, to buy our land.
They are to be used for nothing else. Wrestling with a mix of excitement and fear, Reuben felt a damp sweat on his palms.